Top of mind, the Cold Card hardware wallet hack, 113 plus, confirmed stolen 5,200 plus addresses, is the dominant story this week, reshaping two adjacent narratives simultaneously. First, US spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded 865 million in net inflows last week, their best week since April, with IBIT alone pulling 693.7 million. Bloomberg's Eric Balchunas and BlackRock's Robert Michnick both flagged the timing against the hack but stopped short of claiming causation. Second, a companion exploit hit BTC Pay Server's LND integration, Macaroon stolen, Lightning nodes drained, with the Bitcoin Red Team simultaneously reporting 7,958 vulnerabilities across 150 Bitcoin repos, 168 critical. The through line, AI-assisted attacks are outpacing defenders, and the resulting security anxiety is measurably redirecting capital toward custodied exposure. Market structure. BTC at $64,000, $65,300 intraday range. July non-farm payrolls, 23K versus plus 95K expected, shifted September Fed rate hike odds from 67% to 42%, CME FedWatch, lifting crypto and stocks briefly before BTC stalled at its 50-day EMA. Death Cross remains intact, ADX at 10.6. No trend conviction, ETF flows, 850-865 weekly inflow, sources vary, Bloomberg, Farside, Bitcoin Magazine, all converge near this figure, third best week since October. BlackRock EBIT took 80% plus of flows, Fidelity FBTC 13%. AUM sits near 80 bead, Glassnode characterizes momentum as improving demand within consolidation, not broad speculative expansion, that's analysis, not fact. Derivatives. Binance futures to spot ratio hit record 7.82x, 57.8b futures versus 6.1b spot. CME hedge funds flipped net long BTC futures, crypto quant CEO Ki Young Ju calls it rare. Options skew at 111.4 pp, 83rd percentile. Traders positioned for range continuation in August. Downside resolution in September per Bitfinex. Strategy sold 1,690 BTC. 108.6 meters at $64,260 AVG, Algar, 3-9 to fund STRC preferred buyback, holds 840,047 BTC, USD reserve now $4.6 VSWAMI, fourth BTC sale of 2026, paper losses 8.7B at current prices. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act punted to September 15th cloture vote. TD Cowen assigns 25% passage odds. Key holdout. Seniers also Brooks, DMD, demanding ethics language covering Trump's 1.16B+ in disclosed crypto income. World Liberty Financial, Trump memecoin. Majority Leader Thune filed cloture before recess. Democrats need to be the source of just 6 crossover votes. Republicans accuse them of politicking ahead of midterms. Both narratives are in play simultaneously. Wells Fargo, launching tokenized deposits for corporate clients this fall. USD and GBP initially, proprietary blockchain, interoperable with planned industry network. JP Morgan and Citi already have competing products. Banks structurally prefer tokenized deposits over stablecoins to retain deposit relationships. Wintermute USA registered as broker-dealer, now eligible for NYSE, NASDAQ market maker status. Targeting crypto-adjacent ETFs and tokenized stocks. Aims to rival Jane Street and Citadel Securities in 3 out of 5 years. Crypto to TradFi firm migration is accelerating. Ripple, Hidden Road, GSR, Equilibrium precedence. Trump Media, DJT, posted 238 million Q2 loss, primarily 190 medans in unrealized crypto losses, terminating crypto.com, CRO treasury and prediction market deals. Still holds 40,139 BTC as of July 31st, network and industry. BIP 110, dead on arrival. Minority chain forked at block 961, 632, mined 2 blocks via Ocean or Roughnecks, then stalled 88 plus blocks behind main chain. Only 2.53% miner signaling, 55% threshold required. Luke Dashger subsequently removed as BIP editor by Mark Erhart. Dashger called it abuse of power. Sailor, 99.85% of hash power stayed with Bitcoin. BTC Pay Server, critical LND Macaroon exploit, pre-V2.4.2, Foundation and Citadel 21 confirmed drained Lightning nodes. 3 BTC bounty offered. Bolt suspended swaps earlier this week for same AI attack reason. Blockstream launch trustless swap alternative. Miner AI pivot, Riot plus 25% after hours on reported 9.1 BDAI 20-year Anthropic deal. 191 BAM, NW, Rockdale TX. Bloomberg sourced, unconfirmed by Anthropic. Hut 8 signed second Beacon Point lease, 352 MWV and 9.8 B. Bitdeer mined 2,694 BTC in Q2, plus 3.89% YOY hash rate, but holds only 150 BTC after treasury liquidation. Keel, ex-Bitfarms, decommissioned all US Bitcoin mining. Anthropic TerraWolf 19B 20-year deal, July 6th. Adds context, AI labs are systematically contracting Bitcoin miner power capacity. Macro linkages. Jobs Fed, July NFP, 23K, first net loss since pandemic recovery, plus downward revisions to May on June, 103K combined, shifted September Fed rate hike probability below 50%, directly drove BTC to $65,340 August high on Friday before stalling at EMA resistance. Oil Iran, Strait of Hormuz uncertainty, Iran's deputy speaker said, no military solution to closure, pushed WTI near 5% intraday, reviving inflation concerns that cap the rate cut narrative and create a ceiling on risk asset relief rallies, including BTC. AI capital rotation, WSJ documents retail and hedge fund rotation from BTC into AI equities as structural demand drain. BTC stuck near 60K, 65K, while S&P hits new highs. Binance spot volume confirms retail exodus. Standouts, Broadridge's DLR blockchain repo platform processed $80 in July, plus 28% YOY. Tokenization at institutional scale is already live. North Korea's Kimseki Group is running local LLMs, Olama, GPT-4all, offline to generate crypto phishing and automate malware. AI cyber attack capabilities are now state level. Thailand enacted 0% capital gains tax on licensed exchange crypto trades through DKIN 31, 2029, direct competitive pressure on other Asian hubs. Circle acquired IBM's 1,000-plus blockchain patents, terms undisclosed, single-sourced via CNBC, not independently corroborated. Austrac suspended Australia's largest crypto ATM network, CryptoLink 96 machines, for AML reporting failures, signals broader ATM crackdown incoming.